On Friday, August 23rd, we wrapped up the week as Mayor Joe Ganim stopped by in the studio to talk about his reelection campaign and his September 10th primary coming up against State Senator Marilyn Moore.
You're listening to Connecticut Today with Paul Pacelli on WICC 600.
Yes, and we are here. It's hour number three of our four-hour get-together, and we're at 203-333-9422-333. WICC election season is upon us. These things don't happen in a vacuum, folks. You got to turn out, tune in, and go register to vote, because this September 10th is going to be a Democratic primary in the city of Bridgeport between State Senator Marilyn Moore, who qualified with enough petition signatures, and the party-endorsed candidate who's sitting across from me, incumbent Mayor Joe Ganim. Mayor, good to see you. How are you?
It's good. It's Friday. But more important than with the date of the time, it's a pleasure to be with you and to talk to the listeners, hopefully many of them voters in Bridgeport, who you just reminded.
Get out and register.
They have an opportunity, but also, let's just face it, I call it an obligation to recognize the right to vote. But I think we all as citizens should just think about it. Of course, I humbly ask for your support, but September 10th, come out and vote if you're a Democrat. There's actually a Republican primary, so you can vote in that if you're Republican. But please, I'd ask you to come out and vote. It's important. What's going on in our city right now is very important, too. So I need you to – we need to partner on this and participate and get it done.
Are you surprised you have an opponent? Are you surprised Marilyn Moore got the requisite amount of signatures she did?
No. I mean, the signatures are pretty much an access to the ballot. Mm-hmm. I don't know too many people who have failed.
How about her level of support, though? Are you surprised with that or not?
I don't know much around the city with, you know, there's three Republicans and one other Democrat. I don't know much out there. I'm just, the challenge for me is we've got so much going on in the city of Bridgeport. I undersell it, so to speak, by saying $1 billion worth of new investment in the city. I've talked to the owners of the amphitheater today, and that's going to be steel's going to go up above. That's going to be steel coming out of the ground above, higher than the 995 in a couple weeks. And you can go down blocks from here and see the new comedy club, and go down the list. So that with trying to get things ready as we transition from summer to autumn and school and all that for us is busy. At the same time, I'm keeping my eye on the ball and reminding people to come out and vote. So I'm not really following what others are doing. Okay. I hope that they're focusing on telling, hopefully, a message. If they've got something positive to say, I'll listen as well. Frankly, I haven't heard much yet.
All right, so are you saying are you saying from all sides, the Republicans and from your primary opponent, that is it a negative campaign?
Well, I don't want to say that. I just want to say I haven't heard anything compelling. In other words, the challenges that we've had over the past, anybody's going to have running the state's largest city. I argue over 150,000 population last time was just under that. Growing population, one of the few large cities in Connecticut with a growing population. That says something. Mm-hmm. A growing downtown from 600 residents at one point to over 2,000. So things are happening and moving, and we're not stagnant. We're a city that people feel, I think, from an objective perspective, whether you're here or not, not perfect, but on the right track. And we're an administration, and I'm a mayor. I hope that people feel are getting things done in a tough environment. You know, holding the line on taxes for year after year after year, and then being able to say, hey, look, we can at least cut them a little bit while adding more. We just added 12 new firefighters today, and uniformed services, both police and fire, over the years, where they've let those ranks diminish. And at the same time, be able to enhance funding for a variety of things. A lot more work to be done, though. More work to be done, and that's why I'm running. A
couple of controversies. The police department, with some encounters that have been in the news recently with officers and residents and suspects in the street. What's your whole reaction to that whole thing? What are you doing?
There has to be a level of accountability. I've said that. It's being enforced now. The officer was terminated 2 days ago. These other ones, high-profile one, I've said, and I'll say it again, what's on that video, after a process, deserves that person does not deserve, and there's no place in the Bridgeport Police Department. My hope is that with leadership and with the continuation of things like de-escalation training, which is part of what the classes have in our training academy now, and we have a class in training right now, a new class of officers, with body cams and with dash cams and technology advancements, that we're doing what we can along with community policing to bridge the gap, get rid of anybody who does not deserve to be there. Other cities have these challenges. It's not an excuse. Mm-hmm. But to be help, people have to be held accountable. I've sent the message out very, very clearly. That's what I will do now and as we go through the next 4 years.
How tough is it to be a police officer in Bridgeport? Would you say it's an attractive job?
I think all these jobs, police and fire, in any city, especially the larger cities, are challenging. Look, you're putting your life on the line. The firefighters the other night, we went to a forum, and on the way over there, the chief and I communicated, the fire chief and I communicated. We had a large fire where a individual, literally, if you saw the video, was hanging out of the third floor window contemplating jumping. He actually said later on he was going to jump because there was fire behind him. And why am I telling you that? Because there were 20 or 30 firefighters, uniformed services, individuals, men and women, who, not like me, we're standing on the street watching. Mm-hmm. They're putting on gear and they're going up a ladder or they're going inside that burning building to save a life. This is this is not to minimize. It's what they sign up for. Sure. I applaud them for doing it. The job is tough. Mm-hmm. I stand behind them. But when you get a bad apple or someone doing something wrong, they don't deserve to have the honor of wearing that uniform.
You talked about Mayor Joe Ganim is the guest here in Connecticut today. You talked about wanting to have more economic development in the city. You say the foundation is there. It's time to build on that. Your opponent Marilyn Moore was with me for a couple of weeks ago, and she said something to the effect of that you need to play by a certain set of rules if you want to get advancement in this city, as far as starting a new business, as far as getting a foothold in the city. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I didn't hear that comment, but obviously she doesn't know what she's talking about. This is a city where you've got investors, people both from within the city, mm-hmm. local developers like in the East End, New York people coming in, and people from outside, Live Nation, the premier entertainment company, one of the premier entertainment companies in the world, investing in the city of Bridgeport for millions of dollars. So she needs to kind of get her, whoever would say that would need to have their facts straight. You have a New York developer coming in, Craig Livingston, Exact Capital, spending ultimately when all phased out, $400 million in the city of Bridgeport. Mm-hmm. Went through the process like everyone else, happens to be a very successful New York developer. Cherry Street on the West End, mm-hmm. where you're seeing converted old factories with a $250 million build out of phases into some of the coolest loft and housing, along with a educational facility and retail being built in the city by a Connecticut company from outside Bridgeport.
Is the problem with that those apartments, though, Mayor? And I talk about this in New Haven and Hartford too. It's great that these are being built, but there's a problem sometimes with these rents. I love downtowns. I love New York City. I love big cities. I love Bridgeport, Hartford, New Haven. But is it one of the challenges trying to kind of make those new loft apartments or whatever affordable, so you're not just bringing in, you know, an upper income person and gentrifying the neighborhood?
Yeah, they've had hundreds, maybe over 1,000 applications, but that's not the case there. Matter of fact, they are affordable housing. Mm-hmm. I went, my daughter, who's now a student in the University of Bridgeport, was looking for a place. She was going to apply there because her income qualifies. Mine doesn't.
Okay.
Mine doesn't. I was thinking of moving in there, and I don't make that much.
Okay.
But your income levels are dictated on projects like that, where there's been partnerships with the public sector. There is an element that's mandatory of affordability, mm-hmm. either for a number of years or for a number of units, and that's taking place in all the developments in Bridgeport that we've participated in or the state has participated in. And that's an important element of it, because mm-hmm. we have a challenge, not just but we have a challenge beyond Bridgeport's borders in this part of Connecticut with affordable housing.
Absolutely.
And we want Bridgeport to be the place where you can afford good, clean, quality housing. That includes conversion of older, dilapidated, and to some extent uninhabitable public housing, mm-hmm. where we're making an effort to transition. Marina Village, as it's referred to in the South End, green homes, and so on. So the list of things that are going on, I mentioned the amphitheater. How about Steel Point?
You know what? Yeah, I want to get into that. We'll do that after the break.
Sure.
Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim is the guest for another few minutes.
If it's happening in Bridgeport, the Valley, or Fairfield County, Paul is talking about it. Connecticut Today, WICC 600.
And we are talking about it with Bridgeport Mayor Joe Gannon, who's going to take on State Senator Marilyn Moore in a Democratic primary coming up on September 10th. We're letting the mayor make his case for re-election here. Steel Point.
Huge
every
success.
Other day I come in here almost within the space of about 3 weeks. I remember a few weeks ago, there was a different proposal for Steel Point. And of course, you know, Mayor, it all revolves around some sort of gaming, some sort of casino plan, MGM versus the Indians big versus the Indians a small place to protect Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun. I've had Bridgeport residents, Mayor, call me on this show, say, can they just do something? Can we just, what is the status of that? And what are your feelings on that?
Yeah, so the Steel Point, which is has launched a premier waterfront restaurant now.
Yeah, sure.
The bulkhead and the 200 boat slips is well on its way as a destination. A casino is a separate topic.
Yeah, sure.
May or may not be located there, but bottom line is Steel Point's off and running. You see Bass Pro across the street. You'll see steel coming out of the ground on the next phase of that very soon. And so that's a development that people in Bridgeport, especially just going to the restaurant, are feeling a part of and saying, wow, something's really starting to happen.
But everybody asks about the casino, though. They say, my God, if you put something big up there, you got Long Island people coming across. You got people coming up from Manhattan. They see this and they say, man, Bridgeport could really be big. Now, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. No. I've been one of the strongest advocates of getting a jobs recreational casino facility in the city of Bridgeport. Mm-hmm. Chris Rosario, members of the legislative delegation, I have fought hard on this.
Yeah.
We've had people that don't really care in Hartford and elsewhere and don't want to see it happen.
Mm-hmm.
We need a stronger push, regardless of whether it's the extension of the tribal casinos or whether it's MGM or whether it's anyone. It doesn't really, we've said locally as elected officials and kind of representatives of Bridgeport, this isn't a beauty contest as to who has the best name, or it's about creating jobs. Mm-hmm. It's about being part of a destination along I-95 in the state's largest city. We want that to happen. I'll continue to fight for it. And I think that's what distinguishes me from a lot of the people that are thinking about what they've offered for Bridgeport future. A lot of equivocation by some. This is an important topic because it's jobs. But I want to say this, and Bridgeport residents know this, and I think people across the state know it. As I said, we've got over $1 billion of investment going on in the city now. Things that are exciting that are going to develop with or without. I'm pushing for a casino, and I will, as I have over the last number of years. But we've also pushing for the continuation of the projects downtown, the west side, in the east end, and throughout the city, as well as infrastructure, building new bridges, and roads and all the things that a city needs to continue to be the best that we can be.
What have you learned between your first stint as mayor and now your second stint?
One thing you learn in these jobs, it continues to be a tough job.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got things going in the right direction, everybody thinks it looks too easy, and mm-hmm. it's too easy to criticize. But one thing also is that we can always do more. It's always work in progress. We're far, far, far from ever getting too many things or everything 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you move ahead and you got to say, oh, geez, we could have done that better, or, gee, we still need to do more work on that. We still need to do more with education, let's say. We still need to figure out ways in which we can not only be innovative, creative, but commit more resources, work in better partnership with private sector, and look at the opportunities that are there to continue to encourage grantless growth, job growth, in order to have funding. Because in Connecticut, if you don't have grantless growth, if you don't have property taxes by the big businesses,
you can't raise money.
It's a crazy system. Yeah. And I fought this in Hartford. And the other thing I've learned is, over the years, and we've seen this nationally now with some of the big things, that these problems are not going away nationally. Gun violence, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Scourge, not just in urban centers, but we've seen these mass killings. We need to do more. I'm part of a group of mayors against illegal guns, and I fought that battle for all of my years, and have been to too many funerals in the city of Bridgeport to know that we can't do enough.
The vast majority of people in the city, whether it's Bridgeport, Hartford, or New Haven, they don't want this. I remember Mayor John DeStefano told me once, Mayor, years ago, that in New Haven, he thought if in a city of 120,000, he said it's a core of maybe 300-400 people. He goes, if you got rid of those people, 95% of the crime would be gone.
Well, I don't even think it's 300-400 people. you have groups.
Yeah.
Many times, and you know, we get societally, we could take the blame in part
sure.
for maybe not doing enough sure. for young people. Mm. At the same time, we all have a level of responsibility,
yeah.
and certainly, and we all have to own up for things. And if there's, so it's not a lot. If you go
no,
through the
not.
Neighborhoods, I walked, I knocked on hundreds.
The vast majority of people want to live a nice, quiet life.
Exactly, and they want to be in a good, clean, safe neighborhood. Mm. They want to be proud of their city, and they just want the opportunity for a good, decent job. And so in any way that as mayor, I've been able to support that. I want to continue to do that. There's a lot more work to be done in this city, building on the foundation that we've started over the past 4 years.
Finally, what would you, in about the minute we have left, what would you say to a registered Democrat who's going to vote September 10th, but maybe looking at Senator Marilyn Moore, your opponent, and thinking about a vote for her? What would you say?
Well, look at everything. Be educated. I encourage that. I humbly ask for support. I don't expect it. A lot of people, you're mayor, you know, you're going to get a break. This is not a situation where anybody should go after 8 o'clock on September 10th and have not voted and not like the results and say, oh, well, geez, this is an important election. If you feel by any objective measure that we've been true to the commitments that we made, and the city, as I said, is not only on the right track, but we're getting things done, don't think it's going to be automatic if somehow this election goes the wrong way and you end up with a different face. You'd be starting all over. I've seen this happen before, where mayors have got in different places. Taxes have gone up year after year. That's not happened in the city of Bridgeport. We've held the line. As much as we need to tighten up on things, we've got this city on the right track. Let's keep it there. We've got too much at risk here. So I'd ask you to come out and vote. I'd humbly ask you for your vote for me, Joe Ganim, and the top-line Democrats who have been endorsed by the Democratic Party here in order to continue the work that we started. I need your help. I'm committed to you that I'll work hard for the next 4 years as I have over the past, but we need to do it together. It's an important day, September 10th. Please come out and vote if you're a Democrat.
Mayor, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll see you down the line. We
thank
appreciate
you so much.
Thank
always
you.
A pleasure to be with you.
Thank
as I said, I've got the face for radio, and you got the voice for radio.
Please, yeah, yeah. And I still cringe at my own voice. Mayor, yeah, see, you're a good-looking guy, me.
No, I'm saying I can look the way I look. Nobody can see me.
No, you're fine. No. All right, Mayor, thanks. Traffic and weather together on the 6s right here. Mornings and afternoons, WICC 600, online at WICC600.com.